Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Support and Kindness Podcast with Greg and Rich. In the room today, you have myself, Greg, we have Rich, and we have Jay with us again. Welcome back, Jay. Nice to have you back with us. It's episode number 8, and we're talking about taming the inner critic. The inner critic is that negative internal voice that judges, demeans, and criticizes a person, and it stems from past experiences of criticism. It can derive feelings of inadequacy, shame, and anxiety. And it often manifests as demanding perfectionism. Quite an interesting topic. Gentlemen, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's important to practice self-compassion and to treat yourself with the same compassion and the same kindness that you treat others with. You know, we're very critical of ourselves, and changing the relationship with our inner critic is something that we can do, rather than trying to silence it completely, but to treat it the way we treat others.
I think silencing it can be an unhealthy thing. What do you think, Jay?
Well, I have a specific example. In my teenage years to my early 20s, I was a salesman. I had all the confidence in the world. I could talk to anyone. I had the gift of gab. But then I got into a car accident and I messed up my left eye. And ever since that, it took a major dent in my self-esteem. I wore sunglasses for years after, just because I didn't want anybody to see me like that. And I've come to terms with it now. It's been, you know, 15 years at least. But it was really hard to get over the fact that I wasn't perfect. I wasn't this good-looking young man in my eyes, this good-looking young man that I once was. And it's even affected my ability to talk to people. And it's hard to tame the inner critic. It's always demanding perfection. And yeah, I think that's all I got for that.
Well, I think what you mentioned just brought something up about black and white judgments that we have for ourselves. Our inner critic often has black and white judgments, and we don't do that to other people, but we seem to do it to ourselves. And that's something that I think taming, which is what we're focused on today, and changing our relationship rather than trying to silence it. You know, instead of saying the extreme statements that you said,
those extreme statements, the would-ofs, the could-ofs, the should-ofs.
Or I'm not handsome anymore, or I'm not successful anymore, or I am a failure, or I am not good at this. You can reframe those into more neutral experiences, more neutral statements. That was unpleasant. And try and learn from your experiences instead of black and white judgments, offer comments or statements.
During one of my sessions with PHP, one of the things they talked about was the concept of putting your thoughts on trial. So in my mind, I constructed this elaborate courtroom, and there was the jury, and there was the judge, and there was the witness box. And, you know, so I was like, where did this thought come from? What's the thought? What was said? And then I put it on trial. Can you explain for the case for the defense? Please explain, you know, why is this true? Is there any arguments against this? And, you know, it sounds kind of a bit odd. But for me, the usual, you know, sometimes it's easy to say change your thinking, and people say that, but it's hard to do. And so it might look something different for us personally. And for me, it looked like putting it on in a courtroom. Which basically all I was doing was changing the way I think about where did it come from, but basically just put it on trial. And that really helped me. But I think my inner critic came from a lifetime of you're not good enough. It started pretty early on with my siblings. There was a lot of bullying, and then in school, teachers and other students, and, you know, teachers saying you're never going to amount to anything, you're not going to be good enough. But I bounced back from it. I did sales, I ran my own business and was reasonably successful. And then you get into relationships, right? You grow up and then you have an adult relationship with your childhood bullies, right? Or you just find new bullies if you don't adjust and you don't adapt. And so they can put you down. And so you've got this up and down. And over time, that ingrains, and it gets harder each time then to dispute the fact, well, what's the lowest common denominator? I'm always present in the situation, so it must be. And so that evidence kind of, it's not the truth, it's false evidence, but it stacks up again. So for me,
I think that's an incredible idea of a tool to use. I think people should really think about that, because you have to prove your case beyond a reasonable doubt in court. And putting these silly thoughts that you have about yourself on trial makes a lot of sense to me. Also, I think that love is an important thing for most people. And the fact is, you're never going to find love from friends, from a significant other, if you don't love yourself. It just can't happen.
Similar to standing trial, I know that I've used journaling where you kind of write down what your inner critic says and then respond using what a wise adult or what your inner child might say, either one. As a wise adult is not going to allow your inner critic to be so critical and judgmental. They're going to look at the situation with a lot more logic and compassion and wisdom, and they're going to reframe the situation into something that you can handle and how you can move forward, as opposed to looking at how you've messed up this situation in the past. They're going to reframe it in how we can move forward to accomplish. You know, that's how the wise adults that I've been around have made a difference in my life. They've always been looking positive, future focused. And you can do that in your journal. Write down what your inner critic says and respond like a wise adult. These are ideas like your courtroom. Make your inner critic stand trial. These are good ideas.
Yeah, you'd also mentioned your inner child. And I think sometimes in that journal and maybe writing down what it would have been helpful for the inner child to have heard, and then maybe seeking out where you can hear that. But I don't know, it goes down another tangent. But some people like the concept of the inner child and stuff. It's, you know, there is merit to it.
I think it's easy for us to forget that everybody has problems. You're always focused on your own issues and things like that, but it's easy to forget that people are going through the same things as you.
Right. What I hope people get from this is to know that you are loved. If no one's told you lately they love you, I love you. Don't let anyone put you down or rain on your parade. Gentlemen, any more thoughts on this?
I love you guys. It's important to remember that you guys are loved. Everybody should know they're loved. We weren't just told to love our fellow man, but to practice love and respect. It's central to every religion from every part of the world, every belief system, even if it's not a religion, even if it's just a belief system, a school of thought, if you will. Central to them is self-compassion and love for our fellow man as well. So we've got to care for ourselves and we've got to care for our fellow man.
The three of us have actually said on many occasions that the way that we judge people is the way that they treat others. That's the golden rule. And I think that's one of the most important things that you can do in life is treat others the way you'd want to be treated. Like the both of them said, I love whoever's listening to this. You are valuable. People do love you. And don't be too hard on yourself.
Absolutely. If you're in the United States and you're in crisis or you're struggling, I want you to know there's a number 988, and you can call that. That's the crisis line if you need someone to talk to. You don't have to be suicidal to talk to them. You can let them know you just need someone to talk to and they'll have a conversation with you. But what about you? What's been your favorite podcast episode so far? We'd love to hear that. And what would you like to hear us discuss? You can let us know at kindnessrx.org. Come back next week and we'll have another discussion. Thanks and have a safe week, and let's build a kinder world together.